Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, with our biggest sale ever. Furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Check.
Can you hear us now?
I can't hear my microphone.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes.
Oh, my.
We're here. We're here. Everything is working.
Your morning show is back, Rockaholics. Happy Monday from the Daily Mig Show.
Maybe we should have stayed on vacation because apparently nothing is working right now, including my voice.
Your voice. I mean, you sound all right. It could be worse.
Yeah. Yesterday, my wife's like, it sounds like you smoked a pack of cigarettes and now are just trying to have a conversation with us. I'm like, well, that's the new vibe, man.
Well, if anyone is wondering where we've been, we had a little bit of a spring break happening.
Yes.
You were in Hawaii. I was in Leavenworth.
Yes.
Danny is now not here because he's on vacation.
It's
spending
the timing,
time with Lily.
I know. My wife's like, well, why didn't he just go see his daughter when you guys were all going on vacation? We're like, it doesn't work that way with, you know, school and events and things like that.
Ew.
Like, it just didn't time out right. So Danny's like, I want to go see my daughter. And we're like, of course. But we're coming back from a vacation now. It's just you and me. And we have nobody else.
And I get to be the one to push the buttons today. Or, as it were, this morning, not push all the right buttons. But now we're back in action.
Look, I'm impressed. We figured it out. I thought for sure we're just going to have to just go home. Which I was excited about.
Just one more day.
One more day. I need a vacation for my vacation, Taryn Daly.
Steve, I think I know the next button to push to inform the Rockaholics. Should I give it a whirl?
I mean, you've been good at pushing buttons so far.
Here we go.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes. And we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Now, I hear myself right now, but do you have like a moment of panic thinking that right now we're not even on the air?
I mean, have you checked the text line, Steve?
I probably should. If we're on the air, just text yes.
text the word yes to 206-803-ROCK.
If you're on the highway right now and we're on the air, flash your high beams a couple of times. Just let us know and piss off the person behind you and in front of you.
It kind of feels like the highway to hell, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, we're going to be okay. Deep breath. We're going to be fine. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And you know what? We might not be winning this morning, but your Seattle Mariners, baby. Big win yesterday. Cal Raleigh hit his home run for the third straight game. Two-run blast. The Mariners beat the Rangers 3-1. That was a series sweep. They are now 500. They're 8-8 on the season, which is impressive because they started off the season kind of crappy. So that's kind of nice. So now they've moved up to third place. Up next are in Cincinnati taking on the Reds tomorrow afternoon.
Rent Cafe recently did this little survey. They wanted to find out what are the best college towns in the United States. They looked at 235 locations, and this is all based on the following: affordability, entertainment, air quality, and student population. And guess what, Steve Miggs?
Yeah.
Pullman, Washington.
Go Cougs.
Home to my Washington State University Cougs, ranked second overall for its low cost of living, strong academic integration, and youthful energy. There is a lot of youthful energy there. Ellensburg, home to Central Washington University. Go Wildcats. They came in 13th, and this is for clean air, financial aid, accessibility, and a welcoming college town vibe.
Clean air?
I mean, it's fresh country air.
I mean, that's why I went to Plattsburgh State University. It wasn't about the drinking. It wasn't about the communications program. I wanted to go somewhere where there was clean air in New York, and that's where I found it.
You nailed it, Steve.
Yeah.
The number one college town on this list, Bozeman, Montana.
Okay, so small towns that have nothing else going on. I mean, I don't mean as a dead. Like, I went to a small town in upstate New York.
It's the best.
And the college towns are a blast.
Absolutely. So go Cougs.
Just in. A lot of text messages coming in. Yes, we are on the air.
Okay. This is so
Someone said, insane. Steve, you sound like Marge from The Simpsons.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Another person said, no, you're not on the air. So I think I might want to believe that person. And another texter says, great to have you guys back on. Now let's talk crap about Danny. Oh, we've got a lot of questions like that. Another text, you guys were on. Steve, you sound like crap. Taryn, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Seahawks. Bringing back Drew Locke.
Am I supposed to be excited?
Yeah, you got to buy his jersey. I got to imagine that means Sam Howell might not be the guy as a backup quarterback. Of course, they're going to go with Sam Darnold. You can only have one Sam as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
Makes sense. Also, I heard rumors. Now, granted, he's no longer in the prime of his career, but he'd be a good guy for depth, is that they're thinking about and they're talking to Shaquille Griffin.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So Shaq might come back.
Yeah.
He's been with the Vikings. He's in the middle of, like, contract negotiations. So I think the Seahawks are interested in him. I don't know if that means they're going to grab him. And that doesn't mean that he's going to change the defense, but he'd be a good guy to have for some depth.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 64 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. The Kraken, their last game of the season. Is tomorrow night at Climate Pledge Arena. So be sure to go down there if you want to check out one more Kraken game. Taking on the Los Angeles Kings. That is the DMD. And that's what's up. Brought to you by Palace Law.
Steve Miggs, while you were in Hawaii, I understand that your daughter did a little something.
Yes.
That was maybe a little bit impressive. Something that people said she was brave for doing.
And I have to come clean.
You got to come clean about something?
You know how, like, on Instagram, it's like, this is the Instagram picture and then this is reality?
You're going to tell us the reality.
So Tatum went zip lining, and everyone's talking about how brave she was, but it didn't end that well.
We're going to find out what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Rockaholics, Steve, Migs, and I have been on spring break. How nice was it that it actually synced up both of our kids?
I don't know if it'll ever happen again, but it was pretty awesome that did happen, yes.
So you got to travel all the way to the land of Aloha. You went to Hawaii.
Went to Maui. It was amazing. And I think one of the highlights for us, and I saw a lot of people commenting on my post where I shared, it's on my Instagram, at I'm Steve Migs. You could see Tatum, my daughter, 5 years old. Took her zip lining.
I didn't even know that you could zip line if you're that small.
Well, there's certain zip lining places where you can if you hand them a couple extra bucks. No, I'm kidding. That'd be pretty funny. No, there's like ones where it's just too, you'd be too high up. It would be too scary. You have to be over a certain age. But this one, you had to be like 4 years old or a certain weight or whatever to be able to make it happen. And I shared the video and there she is just ziplining, not a problem. She's doing it no hands. Everyone's commenting about how like brave she is. And she was until she wasn't.
Oh, no.
You know how it is. These are those moments where you're like, man, to be a five-year-old where you go from the high of highs to the low of lows in a snap of a finger is ridiculous. So we do two zip lines and she's crushing it. No hands. There's a woman having a panic attack that's like in her 60s. I met her. She's like, she's from Ohio. She's never done something like this before. Scared of heights. So we're waiting for her. And I'm like, I thought this was going to be my daughter being the one that refuses to go on the zip line. I even was getting nervous about doing the zip line. And I'm like, my daughter is having the best time. So now zip line number three, because it's like five zip lines that you have to do. And the guy goes, who wants to go first? Because there was like a group of 10 of us. Tatum's like, I do. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, she's crushing. She's the youngest one here. And then this time we're like, do you want to do it with mom? Because it's like tandems, like one on one zip line, one on the other, and you do it together.
Cool.
So the first two times she's doing it with Sid. And then Sid's like, do you want to do it with me or with dad? She's like, I want to do it with dad. I'm like, oh, this is the greatest day of my freaking life.
Let's go.
So we're both on the zip line. And okay, and mind you, after the second zip line thing, I pulled out my phone and videoed her reaction. And it's very windy, but you could kind of hear it in her. Like, she sounds fired up. Here it is.
What do you think of it?
It's fun.
Yeah? Did it fun to fly in the air?
It was not so bad.
You did great.
So she's like, she's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, she sounds that way.
So then we're both ready to go. And they go, one, two, three, go. And I jump off. And I'm like, Tatum. And she doesn't jump. And she's just looking at me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm already gone.
Oh, no.
She just froze. So I finally get to the other end. And then the guys that are working there, they're like, oh, you know what? Grab your phone. You can video your daughter coming. I'm like, I don't think this is going to go well. Like, what do you mean? She's been great. And then all of a sudden, she comes on her zip line, just waterworks, freaking out. I don't like this anymore. I never want to do it again. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? How did you go from having a great time to all of a sudden hating this experience?
It's because her father abandoned her.
I don't know. We still don't know what led to that. And she doesn't have an answer. She's just like, I just stopped liking it.
Oh.
I was like, all right. But here's like, so she's having these waterworks. And then I mentioned that lady from Ohio, who's like 60 something years old, real sweet lady. Her and her husband mentions to me while she's coming through, she's like, this is our first day and I surprised her with this zip line and she's not happy with me. So this could go very badly. It ended up going very well. She was having a time of her life. But I thought this was like a cool thing. So she sees my daughter freaking out and she gives my daughter something. She goes, here, this is what's helping me right now. And hands her, you remember when it was like the little homie dolls?
Oh, yeah.
Like those little toy figurines. This was like a little Jesus homie.
No way.
And like, whatever your religious opinions are, I just thought, I was like, man, this woman was using this little Jesus to keep her sane while she's going through the zip lines. It could be like a lucky rabbit's foot. It could be whatever. And the fact that like, she's like, you know what? I'm going to give this to this kid who needs it more than me. I thought that was really sweet of her.
What an awesome lady. Shout out Ohio.
Yeah, I thought that lady was awesome. And granted, at that point, she was having a good time. So we're thinking, well, maybe this will help. We're trying to, you know, because we're like, we still have a couple more to go.
Sure.
It finally hit the point where, and we didn't want to do this, but we hit the point where like, this is the only one of the zip lines that had stairs to get us back down. So if it was going to happen, this is the time for it to happen. So we just went down the stairs and just chalked it up to a loss. Then she saw a rooster and she was in a great mood again.
That's right. Chickens are awesome, Tatum.
But it was a great experience until it wasn't.
Well, what about the Rockaholics? The number is 206-803-ROCK. And we're wondering, it could be ziplining, it could be skydiving, karaoke. What is something that you were pressured into doing?
Because I thought that was cool that the, I mean, I didn't think it was cool that the husband's pressuring into doing, but you know, in a fun way, he's like, let's do it. And she didn't want to do it. But by the third zipline, you could tell she was just having the best time. And we saw them afterwards. And she was still glowing that she was so glad that her husband made her do something that she was scared to do.
So what is something you were pressured into doing, Rockaholics, and are you glad you did it? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know, when were you pressured into doing something? And on the other side of it, were you glad that you did it? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, one person said, skydiving. I was pressured into doing it by my wife. I was scared S-less the entire time. I hated every second. I'm just like your daughter. I'll never, ever do that again. Now, my daughter didn't go skydiving. She did the ziplining thing. And a few people even texted in saying, dude, I've experienced that as well with my kid, where something she loved the first couple of times and then for no apparent reason just decided to hate it. In the same time, same experience.
Just waterworks.
Yeah. And that's what this is all coming from, is that my daughter went ziplining, loved it the first two times. The third time, it was like as if like we were making her do it against her will. And I showed you the picture of her on the zipline because I was like, well, maybe she's in a good mood as she's coming towards me, and just waterworks yelling, never again, never again.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen someone with like a sad face on a zipline.
Right.
That's typically not what you're going to experience.
And 40 seconds before that, her arms are open like Creed song, with arms wide open, having the best time. And then all of a sudden she just hated it.
So when were you pressured into doing something, and are you glad that you did it?
Another text message at 206-803-ROCK, going to Watershed.
Oh, no chance.
I hate country music, but I learned quickly that I love country music fans, hot girls, lots of Coors Light, camping was a blast.
Steve, we have a call, but we don't have a call screener.
Because Danny's now on vacation.
Danny's out, so let's see who this is. Hello, who is this?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. When were you pressured into doing something, and are you glad you did it?
I was pressured into getting, like, a pedicure, and I hated every second of it. It was probably the worst experience of my life.
Dude, Michael, I'm not glad that you went through a bad experience, but I'm glad you said that because I've never gotten a pedicure, and I'm not a manly man. I think if you listen to the show, I never try and act like that. I'm like this Mr. Macho guy, but I have no interest in getting manicures and pedicures, and everyone's like, you just got to get it, and you'll love it.
Yeah, well, my ex talked me into it, and they used those darn lava rocks, and I'm a warm-bodied person, and so I'm always hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put on that boiling water and then the hot candle wax, and I was just pissed the entire time.
Do you have ticklish feet also, Michael?
No, but I'm from Arkansas, and so I have like calluses on the bottom, and they took that dang cheese grater to the bottom and scraped off all my. I hated it. It was the worst experience I've ever had.
I mean, I would go to a pedicure any day of the week. That's like my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, I have zero interest, and everyone's trying. Like, even my wife is like, just come once, you'll love it. I'm like, no.
Let's do a show field trip.
No, last time that I did something that I was pressured to do, it's because of you and Danny and our friend Sarah as well, when we went to the Washington State Fair last year.
Oh.
And I actually thought of you guys because we went yesterday for the spring fair.
Of course.
And as we're walking around, and even earlier before we went, Tatum and I were watching videos to get hyped up for the spring fair on YouTube. And what was the name of that ride?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's escaping me right now. But it was like,
it twists you
and spins you upside down in like a rotating fashion.
I think it's called the Crap Your Pantsinator.
Like the Orbitron or something like that. I can't remember.
Where it's like you're in a spiral. You go all the way up. You're upside down. And then you finally drop down. And it was, I did it because you guys were like, come on, we're all. And I'm like, man, I don't want to be the one of four that's not doing it. So, and Danny was just as scared as me. So I was like, oh, solidarity. And then he buckled, And he's like, all right, I'll do it. And I'm like, you bastard. Now I have to do it.
I mean, we all got off that ride looking a little green. We did not look great.
I will never do that ride again.
206-803-ROCK, when were you pressured into doing something, and are you glad that you did it?
What about you, Taryn Daly?
I'm being pressured into doing something this Saturday, Steve, that I really don't want to do.
What is happening this Saturday?
The Fish concerts are coming to Climate Pledge Arena. So my husband is going on Friday and Saturday. He's dragging me on Saturday. I don't like this band, Steve.
Have you ever seen them live?
No. And see, I know I'm going to have
fun. It's
like
pedicures and manicures. Until you do it, you just don't know how great it is.
I do know I'm going to have fun. But
yes,
the music sometimes drives me crazy.
Which is weird because you're like Dead and Company.
Yeah, but, I mean, you sent me a hilarious internet meme about Fish singing only 5 words, and that's part of the reason why I can't stand that band, is because they only sing 5 words in every song.
I sent you this on Instagram. It says, Fish announces plans to sing 5 words and then dink around for 27 minutes, which is pretty much a Fish concert.
That's what I'm expecting for, like, 3.5 hours on Saturday.
It's funny, though, you say that, because with my wife, one time, I pressured her into going back to not being very manly. I was like, we have to go see Coldplay. I got tickets to see Coldplay. And it was at the old Key Arena, and she's like, no, I just got my hair, like, whatever. She went, you know, one of those hair appointments where she didn't want to, like, put product in it after the fact. I don't know these women things. I don't have hair. And I finally, I was like, no, we got to go. We got to go. We ended up going. We didn't realize our seats were, they weren't front row, but they were the front of the catwalk.
Oh.
And the band spent a good chunk of time at that spot. So we were right up close and personal, and they put on a phenomenal show. And afterwards, she's like, I'm glad you pressured me into going to that concert. It was great.
So you think I might have a good time?
I'm positive there's going to be alcohol and drugs. Of course you're going to have a great time. It's Fish.
It's Fish. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He's definitely going to be off his game. He's been in Hawaii for a week.
Yes.
He's got a record of 107 wins, 46 losses, and 24 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie.
But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.